The nation of Jordan is treating seriously ill and injured Palestinians from Gaza, including dozens of child cancer patients. They are among 2,000 children King Abdullah promised President Trump back in February to bring in for treatment. So far, though, only 39 have arrived. NPR's Jane Arraf has more from Amman.
The King Hussein Medical Center, one of the region's leading cancer hospitals, is huge and gleaming. There are floor-to-ceiling windows, stocked snack machines. It's a stark contrast to what some of its latest patients have come from. Zainab al-Astan arrived 2 weeks ago from Gaza with her sons, Qasim, who's 15, and Ahmed, 13. Both have lymphoma. Displaced repeatedly by Israeli airstrikes, the family lived in a tent. There's hardly any food, not even bread. Here, Astan says, Ahmed can't get enough of chicken sandwiches. Qasim describes trying to get treatment in Gaza amid the attacks on hospitals and shortages of medical supplies. The UN says there isn't a single fully functional hospital or clinic in Gaza, with its population of around 2 million people. Israel says its attacks that have hit hospitals target the militant group Hamas.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to have King Abdullah with us.
In February at the White House, Jordan's King Abdullah made this offer to President Trump.
One of the things that we can do right away is take 2,000 children that are either cancer children or in a very ill state to Jordan as quickly as possible.
But almost 4 months later, only 39 patients have arrived.
There has been difficulties imposed by the Israeli authorities that is stopping in the way of making this happen smoothly.
That's Jordan's Minister for Government Communications, Mohammed Momani.
We will take these children to treat them, but then after they finish their treatment, they should be going back to their homeland.
This week, more than 24 more patients and their guardians were stranded in Gaza when Israel barred them from leaving, according to Jordanian officials. The Israeli military and the UN's World Health Organization, which oversees evacuation logistics, did not respond to a request for comment. Cancer Center Pediatrics Chief Rawad Rahani says while most childhood cancers are curable, recent arrivals are a special case.
What we're seeing, which is really particular to Gaza patients, more advanced diseases. When the tumor is very advanced, with the lack of proper treatment and proper evaluation, proper diagnosis, which makes them very hard to treat.
Rahani says some of the tumors are so big they've damaged the children's organs. Many of the children are malnourished. The combination means not all will make it.
Some of them are very advanced and some went to palliative care.
Another patient, Suhair Zaroub, 13, has a much better prognosis. She was diagnosed 2 months ago with leukemia and will undergo chemotherapy. Before the war between Israel and Hamas shut down all the schools in Gaza, Zaroub was a star pupil with a 98% grade point average. Zaroub says in a quiet voice, it's very nice here, but Gaza is more beautiful. She wants to go back after treatment. There's nothing better than home, she says. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Amman.